patients, because guess what? Oh, this is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Carlinton Anthony Jr. Wolf. Date of birth, August 27, 2005. Case ID number 975-9404. Date of exam, January 16, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination, yes. A Social Security questionnaire dated 2023. Identifying information. This is a 18-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebral palsy, autism, and a learning disability. The claimant is presently unemployed and has never worked. He has been in a special ed program and is in the 10th grade at this time. The claimant does have cognitive function disorder and autism and is unable to function well with other people. At the present time, he lives in a house with his parents. The mother works as well as the father at this time. The claimant has been on disability for approximately 10 years. Allegation number one, cerebral palsy. Number two, autism. Number three, learning disability. History of allegations. Number one, cerebral palsy / number two, autism. And number three, learning disability. The mother states that when the claimant was born, he was born with multiple disabilities. He has always done very poorly in school and is presently in the 10th grade. He was born with weak legs, decreased balance, decreased vision, speech delay, and decreased mental cognitive function with slowness. The mother denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. The residual symptoms include bilateral lower leg deformity secondary to cerebral palsy, decreased balance, decreased vision, slow speech with mild dysarthria, and decreased cognitive function with poor mental status and low IQ. He has not had any seizures or syncopal episodes. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet, stand for 5 minutes, unable to climb stairs, and usually needs a walker in order to ambulate with, although he is able to walk a short distance without a walker. His limitations include being able to walk 60 feet slowly, stand for 5 minutes, unable to climb stairs, and usually needs a walker to support him. He is right-handed dominant and can write his name simply, but not with cursive writing. Can drink from a glass or a cup and lift approximately 3 pounds with both hands. He is unable to open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, or button his clothes. He was diagnosed with cerebral palsy, which has affected his mental status, cognitive function, and his IQ, along with his lower extremities. The claimant does not have very many friends. He has a decreased ability to communicate and does not communicate well with his brother or sister. The claimant falls frequently and he can't drive at this time or may not be able to drive even in the future. He does have braces for his lower feet, as well as a walker, and does wear glasses. The claimant cannot dress himself alone and needs help for showering, combing and brushing his hair, shaving, eating, cleaning up, and cutting his nails. He also needs help to brush his teeth and cannot prepare his own meals or eat by himself. His diagnosis is a learning disability with autism and cerebral palsy with a very low IQ. Daily activities. The mother states that the claimant sleeps a lot, watches TV, and likes to play music and play with his videos. He does nothing else at this time. His physician is Dr. Martha Cano, and he is not taking any medications at this time except for Miralax for constipation. Family history. The father is 42 and in good health. The mother is 36 and has asthma. There are no family members with learning disabilities. Medications, Miralax, 1 tablespoon, PRN is needed for constipation. Medical problems, cerebral palsy, autism, learning disability with a low IQ, and history of bilateral leg deformity. Major surgery. The claimant had surgery performed in 2012 for bilateral foot tendon releases. The right side was with good success. He has also had in 2015 a right lateral knee with a shortening of the bone, which was performed in 2015, and there is a 20-centimeter vertical scar on the lateral side. And also on the left lateral knee, there is a 13-centimeter scar where surgery was performed to shorten the bone to help the claimant ambulate. Social history, tobacco, no one in the family smokes. Alcohol, nobody drinks any alcoholic beverages. Delirium tremors or seizure disorder, there is no one in the family with these disorders. Substance abuse, the mother states there is no one who smokes marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, there is nobody in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 150 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 129 over 95 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 26. General. This is an 18-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He did present with his mother, who was the main informant. He is not a reliable historian, and he did present with his mother for the examination, but did not present with a walker. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant has a somewhat deformed cephalic head. No sclerectris was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The phonoscopic examinations of undilated pupils was unable to be diagnosed. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were not intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/100. OS uncorrected is 20/200. The claimant does wear glasses. The readings were not consistent. Binocular uncorrected was 20/50. And the claimant did have difficulty in communicating what he was seeing. Could you please drop down to extremities? Mild clubbing, but no cyanosis was noted on either one of the lower extremities. The claimant did have deformed feet and ankles and had a outward gait with feet walking outwards. No ulcers or veins were noted, as well as no pitting edema. Calves were non-tender, and the Holman sign was negative. Neurological. The claimant was not alert and oriented times three and had very poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was disinterested for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor and he was not oriented to time, place, person, or situation. The claimant had decreased cognitive function and only would follow simple commands. Reflexes of the patella and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflexes and biceps reflexes bilateral. He does appear to have a spastic deformity, especially of the lower extremities. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 appeared to be grossly intact. Cerebellar function. The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, unsteady, and ontalgic. The claimant did not come with an assistive device, but did need assistance in order to walk out of the office. His hand-eye coordination was abnormal and finger-to-nose was abnormal. He was unable to perform a heel-to-shin exam and the Romber sign was positive. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had spastic muscles of the lower extremities with deformity. No joint swelling, erythema, or effusion was noted, but he does have deformed ankles, knees, and possibly even the hip area. There is a ...20-centimeter right lateral knee scar where shortening of the bone was performed on the right side, and a 13-centimeter lateral vertical scar where shortening of the bone was performed on the left ankle. I'm saying left knee. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant is unable to forward flex at the lumbar spine region and was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the upper extremities. However, the claimant has deformity and decreased range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam. In the sitting position was 70 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 20 degrees bilaterally. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is decreased range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was only able to flex the knees at about 120 degrees bilaterally. The claimant is unable to squat and get up on his own. Difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant had difficulty in getting up and down from the exam table. The claimant was unable to walk on his heels and toes, as well as walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assistive devices, he did not present with a walker, but does need a walker for assistance. Neurological exam. Grip strength was plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. The claimant was able to oppose, pinch, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 appeared to be grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical but decreased bilaterally. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was mildly abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the lower extremities. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms, especially of the lower extremities. Muscle strength was plus 3 over 5 for the lower extremities and plus 4 over 5 for the upper extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal bilaterally. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. The claimant hears but does not speak well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, especially of the lower extremities, secondary to cerebral palsy. He is unable to heel, toe, and tandem walk normally. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. However, the claimant has mild difficulty in opposing, pinching, and making a full closed fist. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is mildly restricted. On examination, the claimant shows some evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue, secondary to cerebral palsy. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field, but some limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is unable to communicate very well without limitations and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to cerebral palsy, comma, autism, comma, learning disability, comma, decreased cognitive function and communication ability, comma, with a low IQ. This probable diagnosis is number 1, cerebral palsy, dash, confirmed with physical examination, is affecting mostly the lower extremities, but the claimant is able to ambulate. Number 2, autism, dash, confirmed with physical examination. Number 3, learning disability with decreased cognitive function and a low IQ, confirmed with physical examination. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Carlington Anthony Jr. Wolf.